In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On this Trinity Sunday, we remember that that simple gesture was the way in which most of us worshiped for the first time as little children, and it's still a delight to see parents teaching their kids to make the sign of the cross, to get the shoulders right and everything. It's a delight to see that because this is how we as children learn to worship our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For many adults who came into the church, this was sort of a threshold moment. Sometimes people who are inquiring, people who are in RCIA, will ask me, "So, Father, when exactly can I make the sign of the cross for the first time?" And I always tell them, anytime you want to make the sign of the cross, you're welcome to do so. That's an act of worship that invokes the sacrifice of our Lord and the names of the persons of the Holy Trinity. It is fitting for everyone who honors the Lord Jesus to make the sign of the cross. Our worship, which is what we do when we bless ourselves, our worship is not just about thinking of God, but rather our worship engages the senses, seeing the actions of the Holy Mass, listening to the readings and hearing the music, the smell of beeswax and incense. We engage the senses in our worship, and we engage the body, making the sign of the cross, genuflecting, kneeling, raising the palm on Palm Sunday, venerating the cross on Good Friday. Our worship involves the whole person because our worship is due to the God who created us and a God who also enters into our human experience. Some of you might remember a few years ago, well, more than a few years ago, a Bette Midler song that made the top 40. It was called "From a Distance." Remember that? God is watching us from a distance. Well, a lovely tune, but the message is no deeper than a dime. It's not very deep at all, because God doesn't just watch us from a distance. God enters into our human experience. He enters into our lives, first as Father, making of Abraham and his descendants a holy people, the people of God, who would become as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sands on the shore of the sea. That same Father would liberate his people from the slavery of the Egyptians, leading them to the promised land, but first giving them the commandments, the way of life that would bring them blessedness on earth and would point them to the joys of heaven. The Father, who would subsequently promise his people a Redeemer, for they were falling farther and farther away from the right path, further and further away from the keeping of the commandments. God the Father would promise his chosen people a Messiah, a Redeemer, one who would establish a new covenant, this time not written on stone, but written upon the heart. One who would be a light to the nations, drawing all people from all over into the worship of the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God enters into our human experience as Father and as Son, the only begotten Son, begotten, not made, consubstantial, of the same substance as the Father, in no way inferior to the Father, but who becomes flesh, who becomes incarnate, so as to accomplish the Father's will for the redemption of the world. And in so doing, the Son would teach us everything we need to know about life and about love. He would say, "Greater love hath no one than to lay down his life for his friend." He would say those words, and he would live those words, extending for us poor sinners his arms upon the cross, so that we might have life and have it in abundance. Thus he would empty himself of his divine prerogatives, taking upon his own shoulders the weight of our sins, becoming empty even to the point of death on a cross. God would enter into our human experience as Father, as Son, and as Holy Spirit. In these days, the Holy Spirit speaks to us, confirming our faith in the resurrection. The Holy Spirit forms and guides the church. The Holy Spirit teaches us to pray. The Holy Spirit bestows upon us the gifts that we need in order to live our Catholic faith and in order to make our way along the path of life. Our God enters into our human experience as Father, as Son, and as Holy Spirit, because God is neither abstract nor remote nor theoretical. He doesn't just watch us from a distance, but rather our God is personal, not just a higher power, not just the force of the universe, but our God is personal, calling us to a personal relationship with him, calling us to invest of ourselves personally and deeply, worshiping him here at church, yes, and living out our faith out and about in how we treat our family members and our friends and our co-workers, how we use each and every day as an occasion to spread the good news in word, in attitude, and in deed. Because God has entered into our human experience, we offer our worship, our adoration, that worship that unites us with him in a most personal way. We do so in the way in which he intends, the way in which he institutes as the supreme measure of his love and his mercy, the most sublime manner of keeping his solemn promise. He institutes the Eucharist as the means by which he keeps his solemn promise, "I am with you always, even until the end of the age." Remember that our Lord speaks these words just before ascending into heaven. Consider the irony of that. He says, "I am with you always until the end of the age," and the next thing he does is to ascend into heaven out of sight. Yet he keeps that solemn promise. He keeps that solemn promise precisely through the gift of the Holy Eucharist, through which he becomes present under the form of bread and wine, so that we might receive him in holy communion into our person. His body and blood is made accessible to us so that his body and blood might become our flesh and blood, so that we might carry him and make him present out and about in our world. On this Trinity Sunday, we celebrate our faith, our deep and abiding faith, that God does not keep himself distant from us, but he enters in, caring about our world and caring about each and every one of us, making it possible for each and every one of us to be in a personal relationship with him, to get to know him through his word, to welcome him into our persons through the sacrament of the Eucharist, and to be with us each and every step along our life's journey. On this Trinity Sunday, may we renew our faith and praise the God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.